Welcome to our podcast on the topic to be female in 2019. My name is Charlene.
And my name is Janine.
We will talk about what struggles and problems women are facing nowadays and what will help to overcome and prevent these issues from happening.
While in current times women have equal rights to men, there are still differences made between them. An example is the gender pay gap. In Germany, women are paid 21% less than men, even though they work just as hard.
Why is that so?
This phenomenon takes place because, unlike men, women can leave work during pregnancy, which is a high risk factor for many employers. This is also a reason why there are more men in a leading position than women. Women are not getting a chance to prove themselves, and therefore are stuck under a male leader.
And how can this gender pay gap problem be solved?
The government needs to be more aware about the problem, and look into the details of the ongoing gender gap. It can easily be fixed when the problem is seen and acknowledged. But employers also need to know that women are just as qualified as men to do the same amount of work and have a right to be paid equally to their male co-workers.
I think so too. Let's go on to the next point of our podcast though. It's about body image. This topic is very important nowadays, since it seems like everyone is obsessed with their bodies and looking their best.
Yeah, but how did this problem evolve? What do you think?
I actually believe it has a lot to do with social media. Instagram, for instance, is a great way to let people know what you do during your day, to get inspirations from other people, or to stay in contact with your friends. But it also presents many negative effects on us.
What do you mean by that?
People always strive to look their best in pictures, and since this platform is made from pictures, many go to extremes to present themselves in the most flattering way. Many things that we see on the internet are fake, though, and photoshopped, to the extent where it's not natural nor healthy anymore, but people believe it anyway. Another very misleading thing, especially for young girls, is Germany's Next Topmodel. The girls on the show are underweight and send out a negative image.
The doll-like body type seems to be the new trend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not humanly possible to look like that without any beauty operations done.
Correct. The will to look as beautiful as the women in Hollywood is what drives more and more women into undergoing these procedures. I mean, let's be honest. No Kardashian was born with a behind like that.
No, I don't think so. You're absolutely right. It's a big problem, but how can this be fixed?
I think advertising and television need to change. If there would be more role models who have normal bodies and look more natural, the hype about the skinny and botched girls would stop eventually, and a new trend of natural beauty will rise.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, the last point on this podcast will be the most important one. Sexual harassment. Whether it is sexual harassment at work, being immorally touched on the subway, or even raped, in Germany, nearly every second woman has encountered sexual harassment at least once in their life.
Wow.
Nowadays, women cannot walk around after sundown without a pepper spray and having to be afraid. This is absolutely ridiculous. How come that women have to fear men on their way home from work because they very well could be rapists?
I was very shocked that even in the happy land of Hollywood, so many women were sexually harassed by Harvey Weinstein and nobody did anything to help them.
Yeah, the Me Too movement was a great way to finally shine a light on this global problem. The thing is that so many individuals can identify with it because it's happening in every country every day.
Do you think it actually caused a change? I don't think rape stops because Hollywood actresses suddenly come out of the shadows and talk about their experiences with sexual abuse. I mean, I do hope it helps, but I'm not sure it does.
I feel so sorry for them. I want to show you a little clip from an interview with Hollywood actress Rose McGowan, who had a horrible encounter with Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, right. The producer who raped and molested all these poor women in Hollywood?
Yeah, exactly. You can clearly hear the disgust in her voice.
What was your impression when you first met?
I thought he was a warthog from hell. I thought he was terrifying looking. I thought he was the single most ugly person I'd ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it shows people that it is happening everywhere and that it can happen to everybody. I don't think it stops the rapist, but I do think more and more women become confident enough to talk about their abuse and maybe even go to the police and report their cases and then stop it from happening to others.
I hope it does, because we do need a change on how we as women are being dealt with. We are equal to men and we deserve as much respect.
Absolutely.
Not even the current president, Donald Trump, respects women. Let me show you a disgusting example of his lack of respect.
Okay, show me what you've got.
I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the pussy. I can do anything.
Oh my god, how can he be president? This man is scum.
Yeah, he's a real disgrace for the country. Oh, look, Janine, our time for the podcast is up.
Oh, really? We could go on about this topic for hours, but we will end this podcast for today. Thank you for listening.
See you next time.